It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR 1 station statewide. And then we post the segments online at hawaiipublicradio.org after they air in All Things Considered. On Friday afternoons, Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are following up last week with the Hawaii Island Humane Society, and we're learning about another important group of folks who are helping animals out right now and helping people out, because a lot of people have been affected by the latest volcanic eruption and in some cases not been able to help their animals. And so this organization has stepped up to the plate to provide that kind of assistance and formed, really, as I understand it, as a result of the crisis with the lava flow. And they have become a public group on Facebook, the Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network. Created to serve as an informational hub, it says, for those needing assistance with pets and animals. In addition to information, they provide support, volunteers, supplies directly to evacuees, their Facebook page says, Hawaii Island nonprofits, and government agencies. Speaking for the Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network today, one of their administrators, Regina Dodaro Romero Serrano. Regina, thank you so much for being on Helping Hand and talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Our honor, really, doing something heroic. And so explain for folks listening how the organization came together and who it's made up of.
Sure thing. This group of women, there are six of us administrators, got together and felt that there was a need for a centralized hub, if you will, to share information, especially regarding animals that needed to be evacuated or associated resources. Facebook seemed like a good forum for that. So it really just started as a Facebook page that quickly grew to what it is now, which is over 4,500 members. We began to get requests from residents and officials that are working for the government with other agencies like the Humane Society, people that need extra help, things with transport, foster homes, resources in general, all run by volunteers, including residents that have even lost their own homes that want to help others that are going through the same thing. For folks that aren't on social media, we've been able to reach out to them in other ways.
That's cool you mentioned that, because we'll give a phone number and we will give an email address for folks who are not on Facebook to be able to reach out to you guys and be part of it. And that's a really important point you just mentioned. So the main methods of support that you guys offer, and who listening should think about contacting you?
So anyone that is trying to evacuate that needs assistance should call our hotline that's run through the Hawaii Island Humane Society. Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network will then work to help coordinate resources such as trailers, volunteers to help herd animals, foster homes, supplies that are required, safety equipment. It's really pretty far-reaching, and so if you're affected by the flow in some way, or if you just want to help, we welcome somebody to reach out. There are so many folks out there right now fostering animals coming in from evacuated areas that could use some help just tending to their care. That could be anything from feeding to cleaning. So there's a lot of work to be done. It's a huge group effort and process from the time of actually evacuating to fostering to rehoming and so forth.
And we'll get to how people outside of Hawaii Island can try to help, because obviously there are a lot of them listening to this. But who's in real trouble that you're having a hard time finding a home for?
We have a lot of requests for farm animals, from cattle to pigs to goats and sheep, chickens. We also have a lot of requests for dogs and cats. There are currently a number of cats and dogs in the shelter system that are pretty desperate to seek foster homes. Some of them need some extra TLC to be a little bit more socialized. Many come from established cat colonies, and they need some time to acclimate to more of a home setting if possible, for successful adoption, I should say. So the need is really pretty great right now on finding fosters and eventually permanent homes, if we can't reunite the animals with their owners, of course.
That's tough. So folks who could offer a home to, it sounds like, if I'm reading you correctly, the animals maybe that are in the most dire situation are dogs and cats.
That's correct. Lately, it's really been the cats that are in pretty dire need. We have a ongoing trapping schedule.
These are people's pets that have been now missing because of this crisis, and you're trapping them to try to catch them.
That's correct. Whether it be cats, or chickens or turkeys or dogs. What essentially happens is somebody will call the hotline and provide their address, let us know what animals may have been left behind. And, you know, these animals aren't necessarily abandoned. It's very difficult to collect your pets in a time of an emergency. People have tried.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll go in with volunteers and officials, of course, to try to collect as many of the animals as possible, put them through the proper intake with the Humane Society. All found animals should be gone through the Humane Society. From there, the photos are posted on our Facebook page, and we try to match those with descriptions that owners have called in on.
So obviously people can reach out. We're going to have the phone number and their email address, and obviously their Facebook is accessible. Can you make a financial donation to the organization on the Facebook page? How does that work?
Yes, somebody can. We have a GoFundMe. We're not a 501c yet. That is our goal, but we do have a GoFundMe page. If they'd like to donate to something specific, perhaps a special project, for example, we have a couple of folks that we've been working with to build fencing for and housing for, shelters, et cetera. All they have to do is earmark that on the GoFundMe, and we'll make sure that the funds go specifically for that.
I can put the link directly to the GoFundMe page in your post.
That would be great.
Then people who aren't even on Facebook can go right there to the GoFundMe.
Right.
Or reach out to you directly to find out other ways they can help. And to volunteer is to basically become part of the group. And even if people aren't on Facebook and they just want to email or call you to help out and support as a volunteer, that works too?
Absolutely. We get a lot of folks from all over, actually, that want to know what they can do. And sometimes it's more administrative tasks if they have an interest in that, helping with spreadsheets and data collection and that sort of thing. Other folks that are on island that they want to build shelters or help with fencing, we have those kind of opportunities available as well.
There's really something for everybody, it sounds like, to help out. Here's
right.
How to reach the organization. Obviously, they formed on Facebook. And so if you're on Facebook, just look for the Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network, and you can search that out, or you can just use their web address that they have for that, which is facebook.com/groups/HLFARN. You can send them an email, HLFARN808@gmail.com. The Lava Rescue Hotline, which is run by the Hawaii Island Humane Society, is a valuable phone number because this organization works hand in hand with them. And our guest, Regina, is the administrator of this phone number, which is 808-498-9475. It's 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But I understand that during some animal crises, when people have called late at night about a critter in need, that Regina has jumped to it and answered that phone. So in any event, it's there. And all of these contact details, full interview, the radio feature, all of our other Helping Hand guests are online and archived at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.
I think that sums it up, Dave. I mean, it's going to be ever-changing.
Well, feel free to get in touch with us as it changes. Yeah. If there's something specific that comes up, you get in touch with us. It's Regina Dodaro Romero Serrano. How am I doing pronouncing that long name?
Amazing.
A wonderful name. And one of the administrators for the Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network. On behalf of all those creatures that you're coming to the aid of, it is so humbling to believe what you guys are up to. Thanks for doing what you're doing. An honor to have you on Helping Hand. Thank you, Regina.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate you contacting us. It means a lot that somebody recognized, and not just somebody, but, you know, someone of your caliber and the organization would recognize our little group. It's just six admin, but it's the community that's pulled together to help each other out. Thank you so much.